Proclamation number 4655 of 1st of June, 1949. What God has joined together. Connections blessed by God. What God has joined together, man shall not separate. What I have blessed must therefore remain indissolubly united for all eternity. But how can my blessing be recognized? Not an earthly bond guarantees my fullest approval. A spiritual agreement of both parts must obviously be recognizable if people want to claim my blessing and believe themselves to be in possession of it. People who are spiritually of different kinds, who do not find themselves in the same spiritual striving, can indeed likewise enter into a union which also has its earthly justification, but they are by no means to be regarded as united by me, even though they believe to fulfill all conditions through ceremonies and religious actions which are intended to secure my blessing for them. I certainly consider the union to be closed and never approve of a separation. Yet I reserve the divine blessing for myself and distribute it to those who approach me together in prayer, who want to travel their path of life together with the same striving for perfection, for maturity of soul and with the same love for me, whose commandments they want to fulfill and who is their aim on this earth. Consequently, many marriages can be considered concluded, but only a few are blessed by me. In order to be united forever before me, I make demands on the will of both partners that they want to belong to each other for time and eternity, that one wants to be the support and staff of the other, that they therefore love each other without self-interest and are driven by the desire for union to enter into a bond which does not consist of external formalities but of intimate communion physically and spiritually. The desire for union will be all the greater the deeper the spiritual harmony of the souls is, which is therefore expressed in the same thinking, the same acting and the agreement of words and speeches which have me as their content, thus testify to spiritual communion. These are therefore also destined for spiritual cooperation by me and will consequently be able to be completely certain of my blessing if they offer themselves to me for spiritual cooperation. And the blessing will be easily recognizable which rests on those people who work together for me and my kingdom, for they will not suffer any hardship, they will be fully satisfied spiritually and earthly. And I will obviously be with them in every adversity and danger. But such a bond must not be severed, even if it is not earthly sanctioned, thus earthly it would be very easy to dissolve. For what I join together man shall not separate. Do you know why I brought you together, why I allowed your paths to cross when I made it possible for you to come together and yet spiritual agreement was recognizable? Thus you may not separate again on your own authority or carry out a separation which could withdraw my blessing from you if I did not prevent you from carrying out your plan. A separation may only take place if I myself separate you for the sake of your soul's salvation, if Roman 1. In order not to endanger your salvation, take each one of you into my care as long as spiritual differences arise. Thus an agreement no longer exists that it no longer allows for spiritual cooperation. But then this union will nevertheless not be dissolved, because what I unite can never be dissolved by people and because my blessing will rest on every union which was concluded in spiritual striving and found my approval. Amen.